What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. We'll start it off, as always, Randy, with what's hot out there right now.
Well, you know, there's a few markets that have kind of entered that hot category. You know, one of them being Kansas City wheat. You know, that had a really good week last week, mainly off of reports about the escalation of the war with Ukraine and Russia. So we're within 10, 15 cents of our old contract high in Kansas City. So that's one of the hot markets. Of course, you look at the stock market, they continue to be testing or right up against their recent highs, all-time highs with the S&P 500 and with the Dow. Cotton also trading up to, month highs. So those are the markets that continue to see some pretty good strength.
So let's switch gears then and take a look at what's not hot right now.
Well, you got to go with, lean hogs continue to struggle a little bit, and then the cattle. I mean, we've seen that market just get decimated here over, in the last month, where we've seen mostly pressure. Of course, last week, news of Tyson closing or selling three of their plants hit the market pretty hard. So cattle continue to be under a little bit of pressure. And then the rest of the markets kind of fall in the middle as they're trying to find their way right now. And that would be, the Minneapolis wheat, the corn, and the soybeans.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.